Welcome to another edition of Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, Jade Richard Jones, sitting in for Marcelo Sucdeo. In this episode, we are excited to have with us Brent Perot, President of Hunter Communications. Hunter Communications has been providing satellite solutions for government, energy, maritime, and aeronautical sectors since 2001. Its core business pairs satellite capacity with the latest ground segment technology to provide innovative satellite communications. The Hunter Beam, a new Ku-band payload on E115WB, is positioned at the corner of the Canadian orbital arc and delivers the highest powered coverage over Canada and the surrounding waters. Recently, Hunter Communications won the contract to provide satellite space segment services to CBC Radio Canada. Brent Perot is here to talk more about this. Hi, Brent, and welcome to our show.
Hi, John. Thank you very much for having me today.
It's certainly our pleasure. This is exciting news, Brent. To begin, can you tell us a little more about this contract that you've just been awarded?
Sure, thank you. So this is a seven-year contract for satellite capacity. This is using our Hunter Canada Ku beam and a C-band beam with our partner Intelsat. So satellite capacity, it's a critical component of CBC's infrastructure. Our satellite beam is used for them to distribute their audio and video signals across all of Canada. It's really kind of the backbone for CBC to ensure that all Canadians receive their national programming. So we're thrilled to be doing this with and for the CBC.
Now, as I understand it, they're actually using this for their internal communications as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, they are as well. It's important. They have a lot of their transceiver sites around the country are in relatively remote locations, so they use that for communicating with their tower infrastructure around Canada, and also they have what's called SNG vehicles, satellite news gathering. These vehicles go out to report on breaking news events. And so they need communications in order to communicate with their trucks back and forth to headquarters, coordinate programming, that kind of thing. So, yeah, this is a critical piece of their infrastructure.
Certainly a valuable tool for sure. As I go through some of the press releases, I note that Hunter won this contract by offering a better, far-reaching service capability at a much lower price. Can you tell us more about the capability of the services that you're providing to CBC Radio? I know you've covered some of it, but I think our listenership would love to hear a little more detail.
Well, essentially with this new satellite beam, John, that we launched here back in, it was just a couple years ago in 2015, late 2015. This Ku band beam, it uses the latest technology for satellite communications. But most importantly, we really targeted the beam to be focused primarily over Canada. So by shrinking the coverage to be focused over Canada, the beam really provides about a 3 to 4-fold increase in power or signal strength, if you will, compared to the next alternatives. So the CBC had used the previous satellite operator, which they used. They had used for over 40 years. It was a provider in Canada that originally was set up by the Canadian government and held a monopoly position. But new service providers like Hunter were now able to compete, and were doing so very aggressively. So that is ultimately to the benefit of CBC Radio Canada and the Canadian taxpayer, I guess you could say. So it was a big program. For CBC to move, they had to move to repoint hundreds of antennas. These are big things, all the way up to 7 or 9 meters in size, some of them. many of them up in the northern communities. These antennas had been locked on to the same satellite for literally, 30, 40 years. So it was a costly and time-consuming process for the CBC. But so ultimately what Hunter had to do was really make such a compelling offer for them. And that's what we did. We offered better performance and a much more aggressive cost for them.
Yeah, it sounds like it. As I understand, the Hunter Ku band beam is designed to have specific emphasis on the far north. And I guess the type of power that you're delivering really translates to give more MBITs into smaller antennas. And I guess that gives more extension. Would I be right on that?
Yes, it gives more throughput. I mean, you at home with your internet service, you want greater speeds, with more megabits per second at ever lower cost. I mean, and that's what everybody desires and needs. And it's a critical component of our communications infrastructure, of our economy now. So, CBC is no different for them. They needed more throughput at a lower cost.
So, I mean, satellite technology is just fascinating. And as an expert in that field, what are some of the challenges that you're encountering? And can you tell us, what does the future look like? Specifically, how is satellite technology going to enhance the defense industry? Is there a tie-in at all into some of the AI technology that we keep hearing about?
So there's, satellite industry is challenging, just like any industry that's providing a 24/7 service. It's a critical component for many industries. So we provide service, for example, you'd mentioned earlier for aeronautical. So the majority of commercial airlines providing internet service on board their aircraft are using the Hunter Canada beam. So you think of all their, the Canadian airspace, there are a lot of international flights that transit Canadian airspace. Flights going from the U.S. to Asia and U.S. to Europe, let alone the Canadian flagship aircraft. And so ultimately the beam that we designed, a lot of that was designed for the purpose for aeronautical, to be able to allow them to use the internet on planes. So very small antennas. You can imagine the challenges of being able to do that. It's a very complicated endeavor. They're probably one of the most difficult industries in terms of the, putting an antenna on an aircraft obviously is a very sensitive thing. It's very highly regulated. You're in a very difficult environment using a very small antenna to communicate with the satellite. But it's working tremendously. We're communicating with these little small antennas. They're as small as, about 27, 29 centimeters, so just a little less than 1 foot in size. And we're doing that all the way up to 80 degrees north latitude. That's another 5 degrees further north than Resolute Bay, to put that into perspective. So it is a big challenge. There's a lot that goes into any satellite service. One thing to note is, rather than speaking of the challenges, the general public, I think, is probably not aware of just how much satellite is serving them in some capacity. Their cell phone signals, in a lot of cases, they're using satellite backhaul. Your Google Maps, that's using satellites. Your GPS driving instructions. The majority of your TV signals are all broadcast over satellite, just like with the CBC. Remote communities in Canada, it's their lifeline. Satellite is a very critical piece to their infrastructure. Timely news, entertainment, maritime vessels. The Northwest Passage is becoming more and more ice-free during the summer. regardless of whether we're pleased about that, what is happening for sure is that more vessels are transiting the Northwest Passage. That's a critical thing. It's not just to be able to deliver these vessels, internet access, which they are using, but even more critically, it's Coast Guard operations to ensure the safety of these maritime vessels going through the passage. So, military vessels, civilian vessels, all of these rely on it. Satellites are used to track assets. They're a critical component for disaster recoveries. Any natural man-made disaster occurs, satellites are used to provide communications. So, in the coming month, coming years, there's a lot of new technology that's coming on that will be coming on stream in the satellite industry. Basically, bandwidth will be getting more ubiquitous everywhere around Canada. It'll be cheaper. You'll be accessing it with ever smaller antennas, little flat panel antennas, even on the roof of your vehicle, as well as planes, trains, and buses. So I guess that probably gives you a good overview of satellite and its development in Canada. And we're just one step in that process. Our Hunter beam, which we label in the industry as a hosted payload, it's enabled a lot of new applications for both civilian and military use over Canadian landmass and airspace.
Well, in this case, reduced size certainly does matter in this case. I think that with new technology as well, I've just got to imagine that means better efficiencies, which means for the D&D areas and some of the emergency services that are provided, it'll reduce costs and time, which ultimately will also give the taxpayers a break as well, I would think.
That's a big thing. You betcha. First of all, it's about capability. You want your military vessels, your Coast Guard vessels, your aircraft that are transiting, especially up in the north, but as well as the south, everywhere over Canada, but especially in the north where there's been traditionally a lack of satellite capability. You want these planes and vessels to be outfitted with small, lightweight, inexpensive antennas, and you want them to be able to get a much higher throughput than they used to be able to have. Consider a vessel, a Coast Guard vessel responding to, God forbid, a civilian vessel runs aground in somewhere in the Northwest Passage, and there is a fear of, first of all, lives lost, as well as oil spills. A very sensitive environment that needs to be protected. The ability to be able to respond and have communications is critical. And expanding the ability to see what's going on around, monitor ice flows, all of those things come into play. For the Air Force, they're flying Aurora aircraft through the Northwest Passage. What you'd like to have is streaming high-definition video coming off of that plane 24/7 as it's flying, to be able to stream high-definition video back to headquarters to be able to be analyzed. You name it, anything from monitoring vessels to even monitoring for unfriendly intrusions of submarines or vessels up in the north. So all of that, the communications is critical. Video streaming and voice and all of those things, having the capability to do that real time as far north as we need to go is going to be very important for the Canadian forces.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to learning more about this. I mean, I absolutely love my Garmin, and I'm looking forward to hearing about some of the applications to consumer technology as well. Brent, will you be at this year's CANSAC show?
Yes, we will be. We've been at the CANSEC now for quite a number of years. We look forward to that every year. We know that Vanguard is a prime supporter of the CANSEC. So we'll be there. We'll have a booth, and we'll of course be presenting, or making everybody aware of our recent commitments with the CBC. I know that doesn't necessarily have an immediate direct relation to the defense industry, but I guess it our commitments with the CBC, it is important from for the defense industry, just from the perspective that we're committed to Canada. The CBC is a flagship broadcaster in Canada. They encompass everything that is Canadian. There is no other broadcaster that transmits their content in so many languages, that covers all of Canada, races, languages, regions, and so we're thrilled to say that we're a partner and we're a part of their process, and hopefully that translates to the defense industry as well, to the Canadian Armed Forces. That we're very interested in doing more with them as well.
I'm sure it will. I mean, the CBC is certainly a staple in serving the community with news and information. They've certainly probably done their diligence to a T and selected you, and that means you're able to deliver and provide the service. I'd also just mention to you and for our listenership, we are already planning the C4ISR Communication and Beyond show taking place in Ottawa in 2019. And I certainly hope, Brent, that we'll see you at that event as well. And for our listenership, we've been speaking with Brent Perrault, president of Hunter Communications. We've been talking about satellite communications and the contract that Hunter Communications was awarded recently by CBC Radio. For their satellite space segment and services. And we've also been talking about technology. Now, Brent, is there a website you could direct our listenership to if they wanted to learn more about your products and services?
Certainly, yes. So it's www.huntercom.net. That's HUNTERCOMM.net. So we'll look forward to having you there. All of our contact information is on there as well.
That's wonderful. Brent, thank you for joining us on our show this morning.
Thank you very much, John. It was a pleasure.